The hidden life of wet waste. 2 raindrops. 1 dumpster. 1 big lesson. Featuring Drip and Drop, Professor Cardboard, Gary the Garbage Truck, Rita the Raccoon. Written and illustrated by Ron Wallace. Copyright is Secure Structure Alliance, Inc. Dedicated to the next generation of watershed protectors, the ones who remember to close the lid. The Storm and the Lesson. Chapter 1. Cloud Launch Day. High above the city, inside a rumbling gray cloud, 2 raindrops bounced excitedly. Drip. Stretched. I hope I land somewhere awesome. Maybe a lake. Maybe a leaf. Drop adjusted his imaginary science goggles. Every landing is scientifically important. You say that every storm. Drip laughed. Because it's true. Drop replied proudly. We're part of the water cycle. The wind gusted. 3, 2, 1. Splash. They fell. Drip landed on a closed dumpster lid and slid down like it was a shiny metal slide. Perfect landing. Drip cheered. Drop landed on a lid that was cracked open just a little. He froze. Why do I smell pizza? And slipped inside. Did you know? Stormwater is rain that flows over land and pavement. In many cities, it goes directly to rivers and oceans without being cleaned first. Chapter 2. Enter Professor Cardboard. Inside the dumpster, Drop landed on a stack of boxes. One box slowly lifted its flap like a professor adjusting glasses. Ahem. I am Professor Cardboard, the box announced. Currently dry. Let us keep it that way. More rain fell inside. Water pooled. Professor Cardboard stiffened. This is unacceptable moisture intrusion. Drop rolled across soggy napkins and bumped into a soda cup. I feel different, Drop said. Heavier. You are becoming leachate, Professor Cardboard explained. Leacha. What? Leachate. Water that has mixed with trash and picked up contaminants. Drop gulped. That sounds complicated. It is, the professor sighed. Did you? No. Leachate forms when water mixes with waste and dissolves things like food residue, bacteria, oils, and chemicals. Chapter 3. Drip's easy slide. Meanwhile, Drip slid safely down the outside of the dumpster and landed on the pavement. Still just rain, Drip said proudly. He joined other raindrops flowing toward a storm drain. Inside the dumpster, trash stayed mostly dry. Cardboard boxes stood tall. Paper bags held their shape. Drip looked back. Everything's contained over here. Did you know? Keeping trash dry helps prevent contamination from spreading into stormwater systems. Chapter 4. Rita smells opportunity. Behind the dumpster, Rita the raccoon lifted her nose. Ooh, she sniffed. That's the smell of a wet dumpster. Inside, bacteria cheered. Water party, Professor Cardboard sagged dramatically. Moisture accelerates decomposition. That means stronger smells, Drop said nervously. And more raccoons. Rita grinned, popping her head over the edge. Hi, Drop gulped. Did you know? Wet waste breaks down faster and produces stronger odors, which attract pests like raccoons and flies. Chapter 5. The pavement problem. Water began dripping from a small gap in the dumpster. That's me, Drop whispered. He slid down and landed on the concrete, leaving a dark streak. Drip saw him moving toward the storm drain. You don't look sparkly anymore, Drip said gently. I mixed with trash, Drop admitted. Rain pushed the streak forward. Storm drains don't clean water, Drip shouted. They just move it, Drop replied. Did you know? Storm drains usually carry water directly to creeks, rivers, lakes, or oceans, without treatment. Chapter 6. Recycling Trouble. Professor Cardboard tried to stand tall, but slumped again. I once held important books, he said sadly. Now I am pulp. Drop blinked. I ruined recycling. Moisture weakens paper fibers, the professor explained. Wet cardboard often cannot be recycled. Drip nodded thoughtfully from the pavement. Dry cardboard stays stronger. Did you know? Wet cardboard often cannot be recycled because the fibers break down and contamination spreads through the load. Fact bubble illustration. Chapter 7. Gary arrives. A large truck rumbled into the lot. Name's Gary, he said. Gary the garbage truck. He lifted the dumpster. Dry trash fell in solid pieces. Wet trash slumped heavily. This load is heavier than it needs to be, Gary grumbled. Water adds weight, Drip explained. And more weight means more fuel, Drop added. And more fuel means more emissions, Gary finished. Did you know? Trash disposal is often charged by weight. Wet trash costs more to haul and dispose of. Chapter 8. The Landfill Lesson. At the landfill, Drip and Drop reunited. This place is huge, Drip said. It's engineered, Professor Cardboard explained weakly. Gary nodded. Modern landfills use liners and pipes to collect leachate and gas wells to capture methane, the professor added. Drop looked worried. Did I make things worse? Extra moisture can increase leachate and methane production, Professor Cardboard said gently. Landfills are designed to manage water, Gary added, but unnecessary water makes the system work harder. Did you know? Methane is a greenhouse gas produced when organic waste breaks down without oxygen in a landfill. Chapter 9. A Long Responsibility. Workers monitored groundwater wells. Pipes collected contaminated liquid. Gas systems hummed quietly. Trash doesn't disappear, Drop said softly. It becomes a long-term responsibility, Professor Cardboard agreed. Drip looked thoughtful, all because a lid was left open. Did you know? Landfills are monitored for decades to protect groundwater and manage gas and leachate. Chapter 10, The Big Realization. The storm passed. The sun came out. Drip and Drop slowly evaporated and rose back into the sky. What changed everything? Drip asked. Drop didn't hesitate. The lid, Professor Cardboard added. Prevention begins at the source. Gary honked. Keep it dry, Rita called out. Close the lid, humans. Drip smiled at the readers. Dry waste stays contained. Drop nodded. Wet waste moves. Together, they said, and small habits protect big watersheds. Quick facts to remember. Rain that stays outside trash remains stormwater. Rain that mixes with trash becomes leachate. Leachate can reach storm drains. Storm drains often lead directly to waterways. Keeping lids closed protects recycling, reduces pollution, and lowers environmental impact. Closing message. Close the lid. Keep trash dry. Protect your watershed, because the best time to stop pollution is before rain mixes with trash. Glossary of terms. The hidden life of wet waste. Storm water. Rain that flows over land, streets, rooftops, and parking lots. In many cities, stormwater goes directly into storm drains and flows to rivers, lakes, or oceans without being cleaned. Leachate. Liquid that forms when water mixes with trash and picks up contaminants like food residue, bacteria, oils, or chemicals. Contamination. When unwanted substances, like food or liquids, mix into materials that could otherwise be recycled. Recycling. The process of turning used materials, like paper, cardboard, metal, or plastic, into new products instead of sending them to a landfill. Landfill. A carefully engineered site where trash is buried. Modern landfills use liners, pipes, and monitoring systems to protect soil and groundwater. Decomposition. The natural process of breaking down organic materials like food or paper by bacteria and microorganisms. Bacteria. Microscopic living organisms that help break down waste. They grow faster when moisture is present. Methane. A greenhouse gas produced when organic waste breaks down without oxygen in a landfill. Greenhouse gas. A gas that traps heat in Earth's atmosphere. Methane and carbon dioxide are examples. Emissions. Gases released into the air from vehicles, machines, or industrial processes. Disposal by weight. Many landfills charge by the ton. When trash is wet, it weighs more and costs more to haul and dispose of. Water shed. An area of land where all rain and water drain into the same river, lake, or ocean. Landfill liner. A protective barrier, usually made of clay and synthetic materials, placed at the bottom of a landfill to prevent contamination from leaking into groundwater. Source control. Stopping pollution before it starts. For example, keeping dumpster lids closed to prevent rain from mixing with trash.